Hey, this is J.O. Whitson.
This is Minister Zen 1 of the Temple of Hip Hop.
This is Red Summer.
This is Chicago's own comedian B. Cole, and you listen to my man Ray, Devon, and also the beautiful Candace on the Truth Brothers. Now, if you ain't listening to the Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you. Let's do this, baby.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
That is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Monday, and it's that time again. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray, and we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And that's Devon. And you can also email us, hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I am attempting to log into the chat room right now for your questions and comments on tonight's topic.
And, of course, everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
She back, hey. Bitches!
Damn. How's everybody?
I'm good. I'm chilling. You know, I had a decent week. Had some time off, so now I'm just relaxing. Yourselves?
My day was awful. Ready to shoot people, but
what?
Yeah,
not
my
you.
Day sucked, man.
Not Wiener. You're the Wiener.
The what?
Winner.
Oh, okay. That sounded like Bosch. Sounded like Bosch language right there.
Check on that.
Hey, nope.
That sounded,
don't do it.
How was your week, Candace?
Not so good. You know, since my accident, I've been in a whole lot of pain and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that.
I got you, yeah. Po baby. All right. Yeah. So who we hollering at?
Oh, well, thanks for jumping to that. First off, I got to get...
You damn skippy.
Right. Just jump right to that. Well, I'm just doing more promotion. First off, to anybody, man, I got to give a shout-out to one of the boys, man. I actually, he plays on the team with dude Kevin Ware, who broke his ankle. He broke everything yesterday. And, one of the guys, played with him, Kevin Ware, he broke his leg, man. Shouts out to that dude. I saw it, and it happened real.
Yeah.
It was horrible. So, man, get well soon.
Yes, yes.
Rehab. I know Louisville going to take it all the way for you down in Atlanta, your hometown. So, get well quick, man.
Yeah.
Speedy recovery.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Robert and Dion Patrick. What's up with y'all? Solo Raw. Got to say what's up to him. Maya Allen. Maya Hawkins and Kevin Barwell. Got to say what's up to those people. And for DJ's B-Days, we got Jerry Davis, Chrissy Montgomery, Kim Fair McNeely, Lonnie Irby, what's up, bro, and Anthony's mom, Irena Davis. She had her birthday today, so happy birthday, Irena.
Happy birthday.
All right, happy birthday to everybody, especially my boy Lonnie, man.
Yeah, shout out to
Lonnie. I ain't seen him in a minute, man. I'm going to have to holler now.
Yeah, show prop. You ain't got...
Been busy. Yeah, he been busy. Hey, man, when he winning, that's a winner. He's been, you know.
I heard he finna go grab that gold wing or something like that, man.
Right.
Yeah, you know, pays to win. Do you know what a gold wing is?
Yeah, it's a bike.
Oh, okay, you just blew it off like.
No,
yeah,
I blew
gold wing,
you know, that's just a thing to him. He just, you know.
Woke up this morning and thought I was Scrooge McDuckett, you know.
Right.
Go diving in my gold coin.
Hey, DuckTales was my joint.
Hey, Nisha Williams is in the chat room. She says, hi, what's up, babe?
Not getting stalked no more, Nisha, so it's all good, baby. You can relax. I got to put that out there. You can relax now. Everything's cool.
All right.
Okay. Like that?
That's what it was coming at me.
Yikes.
So, anyway, that's it? Okay. Hey, I ain't got nobody I was speaking to. So. Oh, shout out to my brother, man, and my dad, and everybody who celebrated their Easter yesterday. Got to get them their props.
Yeah.
Happy Resurrection Day.
Hope y'all, y'all ain't too mad at the Truth Brothers for last week.
Please. And have you been watching that show, that series, The Bible?
Dude. First, no.
It's a 5-part series.
I take Candace to therapy while I was in the waiting room.
I got you.
They had extra on, and they had, this is Jesus, the dude who playing Jesus in there. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
All right.
He's like, it's so great.
All right, well.
What's the part I was born to play?
Tell the truth, please.
There you go.
This is the terrible truth. With your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by the boots for women in the Army, Camo Toes.
I heard that last week when I was sick and was cracking up.
Camo Toes. The shoes that fit like sandals.
There you go. And also by Uncle Ben's Harry Back Tossed Fruit Salad. Yeah, at Uncle Ben's, they are bringing Harry back.
I think we need to do the
I'm still paying.
Do Kirk's book.
Yeah, we even did it. Yeah.
I got you. Check this out. 13-year-old girl kills 2-year-old sister because she snitched to neighbor about having sex.
Well, that'll teach her. That will teach her.
A 13-year-old Georgia girl accused of stabbing her 2-year-old sister that was left in her care. Tasia Jackson will be tried as an adult after her mother came home Monday afternoon to find the girl, 2-year-old Sasha Lamaya Ray, stabbed 7 times in the chest. She died in my arms, Shelton Ray, Sasha's Ray's biological father and Jackson's stepfather told the station. Sheldon Ray said he had received a call from Jackson saying that her sister was missing and that she thought the neighbors might have taken her. Sheldon Ray and his wife sped home to try to locate Sasha and found the bleeding toddler in the backyard. She died before they could get to the hospital. Jackson was taken into custody. Sheldon Ray told investigators that the teen called him from jail on Monday night and admitted to killing Sasha Ray. Neighbor Veronica Hillman told CBS Atlanta that prior to the stabbing, she had seen Jackson let a boy into her house. She called the girl's mother who asked her to make sure the boy left. Hillman says she entered the home and found the boy hiding in the closet. The boy left with her, and afterwards, Sheldon Ray says Jackson asked three of her siblings to go upstairs and then stab Sasha. By the time the toddler was found, Ray says Jackson had cleaned up the blood and changed the clothes.
Oh, my God.
When Jackson had made her first court appearance on Tuesday, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported family members loudly told her that they loved her. She still needs our help, Sheldon Ray told CBS Atlanta. We are her parents.
Wow, that's just disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's terrible. And wait till the last story,
And anybody, y'all know we talked about what we was going to bring up that last story.
About
the video, so.
Yeah, which will roll right into Raising the Bar, so that will be perfect. Good grief, man. What is going on with these kids, man?
They just want to be grown too fast. They want to do the grown-up. Too fast.
No, there's something wrong with that.
She's mental, right.
Yes.
Yeah, she's mental.
That was premeditated, basically.
Yeah, because she thought the girl snitched on her, which the girl's too. She probably just, thought the little girl.
You cleaned up the scene.
Yeah.
You had enough, cognizance.
Well,
she had to
plan the whole thing out. So.
That is cool. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and they trying her as an adult. So.
They should.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because you was adult enough to clean it up.
Yep, exactly.
So there you go.
Exactly.
Extension cord.
Yeah, we going to move right along because here's one for you guys. Girls basketball team urinates into opponent's water cooler.
Gatorade.
Really? So please tell me they all got expelled for that.
That cool, refreshing drink, Power Piss.
Not a good thing to say when I'm taking a drink of ginger ale, right?
Got all the antioxidants you need.
Not really, though.
It's a sterile field. Lady Squat Pete. You'll
here we
love
go.
It. A young girl's basketball team has sparked fury by pouring urine into an opponent's school's water cooler. Four pupils at Cassville High School relieved themselves, in cups during a match against Monet School in Southwest Missouri. Mm-hmm. It's understood one of the girls poured her cup's content into the cooler.
Oh, I'd have killed.
Authorities at Cassville High have punished the players and have asked infectious disease specialists for advice. A letter was sent to shock parents of the pupil. Well, one of them could have been, yeah, they do that. You don't know what's in there.
Okay.
A letter was sent to shock parents of pupils at the school on the receiving end of the prank, which called for restraint, trying to, tell everybody, please be calm. We understand that it's all of us in Monet that are angered and frustrated by this occurrence. We encourage you to support our stance that retaliation in any way stoops to the level of the offense committed against us, it said.
Whatever.
Well, yeah.
You pour pee in my drink, dog.
Well, again, the school still has to try to.
Oh, yeah, the school can do whatever it wants to, but I'm going for some vengeance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd pee and throw it in her face. I would. I'm sorry.
I feel you. I feel you.
Probably a little bit of menstrual in there.
Oh, come on. That's nasty. Where's that going to come from?
I don't know. I'm just there. Just a little discharge.
Girl, I don't feel good.
Good.
That's okay. They done beat us 7 times straight. This will slow them down.
My Gatorade tastes like somebody else.
That is so nasty.
It tastes like somebody else.
That is so
R. Kelly's
nasty.
Gatorade.
There you go. You might beat us today, but you'll drink us tomorrow.
Oh. It comes out both ends.
Oh.
In your mouth, out your exit.
Whatever.
That's not bad. If you're drinking it.
We are talking about drinking piss here.
You know
it's
people
all
actually do that in the morning? I've seen people do that, like drink their morning pee. I've seen it.
I've heard it's good for your skin.
I'm serious. No joke. I'll kid you not.
I've heard it. I'm not doing it.
You talking about that Cub baseball player.
No, he poured it on his hand.
Right. She's saying it was good for the skin.
Nah, but it's a dude, I forgot what country it is. He gets up, his fresh early morning pee, he goes, pour it in his little Gatorade bottle, shake it up, take it back.
Say, all right, what a way to start the day.
Then he gags.
The best part of waking up,
the piss in your cup. I bet it sizzles.
Whatever. I guess R. Kelly knew what he was doing.
He was just trying to make that girl skin.
Yeah, this will make you big and strong.
R. Kelly's lotion. Sure it's yellow, but it fades. Like my music.
God. Oh, Lord.
We're in a world.
Yeah, this world is getting worse, man.
We're in a world where that don't shock people, though. That's what's blowing me. You're in a world where stuff like that don't shock people.
818-514-1202. Are you shocked or not? Hey. It's disgusting. These kids get these ideas in their head and...
Nobody wants the long-term girl of having a job later. Because that's on your record now. Yeah, she likes pouring pee and people drinks and whatnot.
Right.
You can't work at McDonald's like that.
Right.
You can't.
I hope them girls were expelled, too. That is just disgusting.
Expulsion?
Yes.
You want them back?
I mean,
You want them back?
No, that's not funny. That's not no simple, hey, little stupid prank.
It ain't an April Fool.
Ain't a month worth of detention for you. That'll learn you. No.
No.
Get out.
I
don't even want you. I don't want you around the other children. Get out.
Give them ideas.
Get out.
You're taking your waste. You put your bodily waste into someone's drink.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah, you need to be expelled for that. That's when I think I press charges.
I don't blame you.
Life endangerment, if there's such a thing. Such a charge for drinking somebody else's.
But we got to, I see
break
that.
Break time.
Yeah, they calling us and telling us it's time for a break. So we'll be right back with some Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah, got to go.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
George W. Bush, America's most beloved fuck-up. And now, the Jefferson Mint presents all of President Bush's scandals and fuck-ups on one beautiful set of collector's plates. There's Abu Ghraib, reading My Pet Goat on 9/11. The conditions at Walter Reed. You'll get a new plate every month. That's the beauty of this collection. George Bush never learns. You'll receive outing Valerie Plame, firing the prosecutors, invading the wrong country, global warming, selling the ports, Jeff Gannon, the National Guard, Jack Abramoff, Harry and Myers, wiretaps, Terry Schiavo, losing $9 billion, arsenic and drinking water, the Patriot Act, Gitmo, black sites, Cheney shooting a guy, no bid contracts, no body armor, not catching Bin Laden, and many, many more. If you tried to pledge all these scandals individually, it would cost you over $500. But the Jefferson Mint brings you the entire series for just three payments of $89.95. Call now, and you'll receive the Hurricane Katrina Sludge Globe, filled with actual filthy water from the Big Easy.
Jefferson Mint is a subsidiary of Halliburton.
And we're back with the terrible truth. And I'm going to go ahead and delve into my story where a cop tasers boy for refusing to wash car.
Yeah,
it tasers
you. Don't line up. Yeah, hey, cops say wash my car. Why won't you comply?
Well, I wonder. Well, let's see here. A U.S. policeman is in trouble after allegedly tasering a 10-year-old schoolboy for refusing to clean his patrol car. Officer Chris Webb reportedly fired the 50,000-volt weapon at the boy during a career day at the Tularosa Intermediate School in New Mexico. The boy, named only as R.D., blacked out and has since
really
suffered
dumb.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. He is now taking legal action. His legal representative, Rachel Higgins, told Santa Fe County Court that the officer's use of force was completely unreasonable. According to the complaint, quote-unquote, the defendant Webb asked the boy, R.D., in a group of boys who would like to clean his patrol unit. A number of boys said that they would. R.D., joking, said that he did not want to clean the patrol unit. Webb is accused of responding by aiming his taser at the child before saying, "Let me show you what happens to people who do not listen to the police." Wow.
Wow, what a jerk.
Then he allegedly stunned R.D. before pulling out the barbs and taking the boy to the principal's office. The boy's family are suing both Webb
and the
New
Mexico.
He was
in school?
Yes, this was a career day. The boy's family are suing both Webb and the New Mexico Department of Public Safety.
They say what they're suing for?
The case is
$1 million.
I hope they get it, too. I hope they... Who'd like to wash my patrol car? No, thank you. Oh, yeah?
Wow. What?
You asked the question to the kids who wants to do it. He just said, I don't want to do it. And then you're going to tase them and say, this is what happens when you don't listen to police.
Oh, you don't want to watch it.
He didn't get an option. He said,
look here, Django.
Right. Exactly.
Look here, Django. When I
you big dummy.
When I get your jigaboo up here.
Ooh, boy.
I wash him.
I done went to jail for that, y'all.
I'd have gone to jail. That cop would have been, you can't tase my kid because he won't wash your car.
Kid
your patrol car.
Kid over there having 7 seizures on the ground, and you just see, and he's steady letting the juice ride, and he see this is what happens. Now who's next? Postal ward on him. Yeah, that's a 5. That's a 5.
No, that's a mess.
I'd have threw some water on him and watched him turn electric blue on me.
Now that's a 5.
There you go.
Let me show you. We'll give you a Donna.
Okay.
Let me show you.
Anybody here at a McDonald's? Oh, y'all want to watch the car? Who want to go to McDonald's?
What did this happen? I'm sorry, I forgot to mention where it happened.
Oh, I'm still somewhere where the racist country is, Mississippi.
Oh, yes, New Mexico. Yes, I did say it.
Oh, was he a little bit on the other side? Around that border?
They were in Tularosa.
What does it say the boy's name?
No, because he's a minor.
Right, because he's a minor.
They just say his initials,
sure,
which are RD.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure it had an R, an A, and a J in there somewhere together.
R-A-J. Do I really want to ask? Okay.
Couple words with them J and the other one. The J is silent. But anyway, you know how they spell them. Juan. You don't hear a J in Juan.
No.
There you go.
The
W.
Right.
All right. So everybody know. Look, check it out. My man Pat Robinson. Y'all know dude from the 700 Club. Got the Bible show, right?
Here we go. Right after Easter. Here's your Easter special.
Pat Robinson. God gives less miracles to two T-O-O educated Americans who learn science. Y'all too educated, you see?
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
So, God won't give you miracles because you use your brain. You should be dumb, like me. Well, they do say God look after old folks and fools.
I thought it was, idiots?
Old folks and fools.
Like that. Televangelist Pat Robinson on Monday explained to his viewers that the quote-unquote sophisticated Americans receive less miracles because they had learned, quote-unquote, things that God says isn't real, like evolution.
Like math. Like math.
And evolution. On Monday.
Wow.
On Monday episode.
God don't like your learning. God don't like your learning.
I don't like you smart. You think too much. Just believe.
Wow.
On Monday.
Oh, Drea's in the building. I know she's going to have something to say about this.
On Monday's episode of CBN, the 700 Club, Robinson responded to a viewer who wanted to know why amazing miracles, people raised from the dead, blind eyes open, lame people walking, happened with great frequency in a place like Africa and not here in the USA.
Ooh.
Quote.
Oh. No.
People overseas don't go to Ivy League school. The TV preacher laughs. We're so sophisticated, we think we've got everything figured out. We know about evolution. We know about Darwin's law. We know about all the things that God that says God isn't real. We have been. We are so skeptical. We could tell you. Overseas, they are simple and humble. You tell them God loves you.
Oh, Lord. This racism is killing me.
Here's my part. Here's my part. You tell them God loves you, and they say, okay, he loves me.
818-514-1202.
You say God will do miracles, and they say, okay, we believe him.
Just what? Okay, you're right.
And that's what God's looking for.
No, you don't have to give me that book. I'll just take your word for it.
That's it.
Diamonds are sins? Well, why don't you take them, Mr. Robinson? the gold, too. Take all of that, because we don't need it in our simple
lives. Take it
away. Lives.
Take it away.
And that's what God's looking for. That's why they have miracles.
The miracle is you're going to get, we're going to get you your antiviral medicine despite the fact you don't have any gold or diamonds anymore. See how God loves you?
Hey, my man say, look, the reason it's happening over there,
because they don't believe in stuff like math and science.
That's why, because I heard over there they cure AIDS by having sex with a virgin.
And, but, and nothing like a little, God loves self-loathing. A little bit of self-loathing. God, yeah, approves of that.
Have you ever seen
but
Pat
that self-esteem and smarts.
Yeah.
No.
I see.
We too smart over here. That's why God don't bless us with stuff like electricity.
Or billions of dollars.
Right.
Like Zuckerberg.
Right. He burdens us with money and food and oil.
So they don't have it over there.
The people over there. We help them by taking it from them so God can love them purely.
And give them more so they'll appreciate less.
Oh, my God.
My man said that. But have you ever...
Oh, my... Come on, y'all. 818-514-1202.
Have you ever... Go ahead.
No, we went in last week.
We did.
We went in last week, and y'all blessed us with the ratings. So tell us how we went in last week.
Told you about that.
But come on. Seriously.
Yo, man, Pat, first off, before we get into that,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever saw the 700 Club?
Oh, yes.
Now, I catch it because it comes on right after Boy Meets World. Don't be...
Wow.
Right after Boy Meets World. 700 Club.
Right before Full House.
Like, don't go looking for a job yet. We've got inspirational words for you.
After watching Topanga.
Right. There you go. That's Topanga. Oh, okay. We got a caller, yeah. 760, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
This is Craig, man. Mississippi, bruh.
How you doing, brother? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, man. I'm hearing you talk about that guy, man. And I remember he been on TV. I'm 27. No, he been on TV for the longest. So he learned pretty good math to add that money up, you know what I'm saying, so he could continue to spew out that garbage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know how many diamond mines he owned in Africa?
You dropping some knowledge on me now because I didn't even know he owned any.
Oh, yeah, he done swindled a lot of the simple people out of their diamonds and gold. Because God don't like you worshiping gold. So give it to me.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something else, too, man. Another thing that trips me out with him, you know, I hear him talk about sex and all that a lot, too. A couple of shows I even heard him mention, you know, the statistics. And the thing that always gets me when he says, okay, the majority of it is black people infected. You know, I'm like, okay, but how is that when the majority of people in our country is white? So you mean to tell me we lead in crime, the jailhouse, everything bad in this country we lead into? You know what I'm saying? We lead in it. And,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's because they choose
too sophisticated.
To, right, and they choose to pick you. I mean, if I constantly hang in your community and pluck you out for doing stuff, yeah, you'll lead everything.
Exactly.
Again, the white collar, hey, do you know that there hasn't been one bank prosecuted for stealing all your money and selling you bad mortgages?
Yeah,
but,
oh, I know.
Boy,
I know.
If you hit that 7-Eleven, you're going to pay.
Yeah, 25 to life. 25 to life. But, you know, they used one scapegoat, Bernie Madoff. You know, they got him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so many other people with Goldman and Sachs and all the other Wall Street gangsters.
Now, they only
you know.
Got Bernie Madoff because he pissed some real people off.
That's right. Bernie Madoff made that mistake of ripping off rich
mouth.
People.
For real rich
Goldman
people.
Sachs ripped off idiots, us.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We wasn't important enough.
But no doubt, bro. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate that, bro.
All right,
yeah,
I appreciate that with
Craig.
No doubt.
That with us. We got some.
Yeah,
we got
we got some more coming at you, man. So thank you for tuning in.
Y'all keep it up,
bro. No doubt.
Yep.
So, first off, I forgot because my man Craig threw me off a little bit.
Right.
But my man, I'm catching it. You know, Topanga goes, oh my God, I'm leaving Corey. Whatever. So
again.
So I'm watching the 700 Club. This is one of my lazy days. I ain't got to go to work. Why not, right? So he just, and his face just pops right on the screen, which I don't like. Don't do that to me in the morning. I don't like that. So it do. It just pops
right up.
And then you see the 700 Club. They show all these people. Miracles are around us every day. If you just whatever. Then he
stop
just,
reading.
Stop reading. And he just comes up like, hi, y'all. Aren't you miserable? He kicks it off, and he has the swankiest tie. Like, then they had one. I'm sitting there, and me, myself, with my personal thinking, I got all of these ideas in my head. So I'm like, you know what? Why not indulge a little bit? Now, I didn't know he had a number you can call his show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know
unless
that.
Unless you try to say something.
Yeah, so I decide to pick up the phone, and I want to be Devon right now. Now, let me scratch that. I want to be Jizzle. So Jizzle wants to call and say, hey, how you doing? Go in a little bit and just hang up. So they hit a dark in my voice. And
oh,
they
yeah.
say, oh, no, sir.
You we'll sound like you've been to college.
And they instantly put me off. I didn't know that they will put you and pat you right through to
oh, yeah.
him.
I matter of fact, let's just put some people up on game,
hey.
Period. What was
oh,
you?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, True Brothers Radio, we, hey, anybody who called, we'll put you on. But Rush Limbaugh, anything on Fox, 700 Club, they screen those calls.
No doubt.
They check, hey, what you going to say? Don't like that. Goodbye.
Yep. Oh, man.
Well, we're going to take a quick break.
This
Candace, hold your thought. We're going to come right back to that. And we're going to go praise Jesus in the corner, True Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm the alpha with no omega, beginning with alpha and so blazer. Sino extended version. Next episode will be smooth as a Persian. Rhymes everlasting, there'll be no part two. Knowledge is infinite. Once I start to draw a better picture for your third eye. If you're blind, you know with a mic, I'm a black Michelangelo. I'm the brother who ideas are colorful. Giving them insight, but giving them trouble to comprehend. Cause their thoughts won't blend in. They're pretending while I'm extending. You fight like a parasite.
What's good? This is one half of the award-winning Truth Brothers Radio, Devon. Telling y'all to tune in every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, to Truth Brothers Radio for the latest in news, current events, politics, controversial topics, and our infamous terrible truth. To keep up with the latest of what the Truth Brothers have going on, plan to follow us on any of the major social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or catch any of our past shows anytime at blogtalkradio.com/truthbrothers. Thank you for all the love and support. Catch y'all next Monday. Two fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Something is wrong with the government in which we live. Wrong with the leaders that lead us. Wrong with us in the way we respond to our enemy and each other. This nation is not about our poor people. Whether they're black, brown, red, yellow, or white, this nation is about our rich people and the hell.
Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we are talking about God and everything else.
The
set, right? 700 reasons why He needs your money. Go ahead, Candace. You had a comment.
Yeah, it just got me to thinking. Have either one of you guys checked out Peter Popoff? This is the guy comes up. Peter Popoff. That man, I could go so many places.
Yeah.
With that. But this is the like I don't want to call it an infomercial, but. Yeah, it kind of is like an infomercial. Usually comes on BET,
he
like 5 o'clock in the morning.
He sell you that miracle crap.
The miracle water.
There you go.
And you have all these toothless bastards on there.
There it is.
All, toothless.
Hey.
Hey, them girls on the basketball team sold miracle water, too.
How about this? If you saw what I saw, yeah, they need to be wishing for more than that. But anyway, They come on, they get to hooping and hollering, people throwing their crutches across the room. Now they can walk.
I don't need these no more.
Oh, Reverend Popoff, I was so down. I was so down and out. But you sent me your blessing and your miracle water, and you told me I was going to get $27,000, and I got a $27,000 check in the mail.
In that order,
$27,000.
We need some shout music.
Exactly what you said. I was writing my letters, and you told me to write you, and I wrote you, and you sent me a $27,000 check.
And you
thank
know,
you,
that,
Lord.
That's not a miracle. That's not a miracle or a blessing. That's called getting popped off on you.
There you go. He popped off on her. Oh, we got Ultimate Success just checked in. What's going on there? And we got a new brother, Terrence Oden. How you doing, man?
What's good, bro? But yeah, we definitely got to. You don't want to offend young believers like that. So you know. Yeah, we gotta cool down just a tad.
I know. Hey, yeah. they learned to stay. They learned to sub last week
for going in on
they
that. Oh,
came in. I'm like, what?
They hit the switch on. Oh.
Oh no. They said they're at
talking.
It again.
And no, we had someone comment and say we're going to hell because we're getting we're talking about the guy getting turned electric blue for pouring water on a dude who caught the Harlem Shake on the ground from the cop. And no, and she said it was,
the dude.
And it's not. And she said it was called homeless and prostitutes. No, it's babies and fools, sweetie.
No, it's old I'm folks sorry. And fools.
Yeah.
And it wasn't us.
It was babies and fools.
The cop tasered that boy, and then it was on.
Let's get retarded. Put your hand in the air, try to break your wrist. Then the cross your chest and try to bite your ear. And go bang,
bang,
bang, bang.
Yeah,
now get out there and wash my car.
Your slough. Turned him into a slough real quick.
Yeah.
But wait a minute.
Yeah.
The dude said, try to bite your ear.
Yes, put your hand in the air and try to break your wrist, then across your chest and try to bite your ear.
Yeah. Everybody, we done did it. Everybody should try.
And then go, you know.
Terrence, you new to the show. That's the introduction. Try.
To the retard day.
That's right.
Let's go retarded.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my bad. Mentally challenged. We got to be politically correct.
Speaking of that, here's one for you. Man bites off part of basketball coach's ear at son's game in Massachusetts.
Oh, my dear.
Yeah. He went. He
went Connecticut.
There you go. This basketball dad was apparently trying to be a little too hard like Mike Tyson, that is. Sure. Massachusetts dad Timothy Forbes, 34, allegedly went berserk Friday when his sixth grade son's basketball team lost the game. Police say he attacked the winning team's coach and bit off part of his ear. The unidentified coach was rushed to the hospital where his ear was surgically reattached. When the game ended...
With crazy glue.
Right. When the game ended, Forbes allegedly barreled through several 10 to 12-year-old kids before he made it to the coach. Move. I want him. During the brief but violent assault, part of the coach's left ear was bitten off.
Oh.
Other parents reportedly tried to pull Forbes off the coach, but the alleged assailant fled before cops arrived. Forbes turned himself in later and pleaded not guilty. That's a hard not guilty. Disorderly conduct, assault, battery, and felony mayhem.
With my teeth.
You can't prove it was me.
Yeah. Again, you're in a world where nothing like that shocks me, man.
You
nothing.
Just, man, you, how dare my kid lose?
I don't raise losers. Though he's the most under. Though they play better as a team.
He kept shooting baskets for the other team, but they shouldn't have beat them.
Well, quit raising a slough. How about that? Speaking of raising stuff, we're going to be trying to raise the bar in our second hour conversation. This is going to be our third volume of Raising the Bar, man.
Yes.
So that is, we're climbing up.
And speaking of raising the bar, next week, we are going to have a very special show with meteorologist Rhonda A. Lee and hear her story on how she got fired from her television station doing the weather because she educated a dude about short hair.
Yeah.
That's gonna be one you want to check out. She's a good sister,
yeah.
And she got dealt a real raw deal a
couple of times. And when you hear that story, the first one she got was real bogus. This last one was the one that caught the fire and got her out there on shows and everything. But her first story that when I talked to her that she told me about was absolutely crazy. So definitely want to have everybody tune in next week for that Rhonda Lee story.
Yep, she will be with us live on Truth Brothers.
Ain't that crazy? So. But what we got? What we got? Some time? Okay. Because I was about to say we got plenty of opportunity. Because we definitely want to get into. I know everybody's anxious.
Oh yeah,
we're
coming.
That.
It's coming.
We're going to talk about that young guy on the video learning his daughters up about real twerking.
Yikes.
Yes, it's coming.
Give him a dose.
It's coming.
Okay.
Let's Candace get hers in.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to go jump into the story I have where a man is charged with feeding bleach to a 2-month-old baby.
You got
to
get his skin white.
Yep, got a lot of faith.
This was absolutely appalling. This happened in Ocala, Florida. Karan Washington, a 20-year-old Florida man, was jailed that Sunday after he allegedly poured bleach into his baby daughter's bottle. Then fed it to her.
You know what? I have heard things like real quick. I've heard people like try to clean bottles out with bleach. I have heard that before. Craziest thing I've ever seen. But
no, I've heard of that. I've actually known people who do that.
Yeah, and I didn't know if that. Maybe
that's not what he did.
Oh, okay.
He poured bleach in. He poured the Clorox in
time,
with the Similac and said this will help you get better.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm the one with the story.
I know. I'm just we go down. We just tend to. You know.
According to Ocala police, officers were dispatched to a local hospital after a hospital employee called to report that a 2-month-old baby had ingested bleach, and the child's parents didn't offer a reasonable explanation for how it happened. Investigators say that the child was transported to the hospital after the child's mother went to check on the baby girl and discovered that she was spitting up clear liquid that smelled like bleach. Hospital staff treated the child while an employee called 911. Quote, you smell the baby bottle and it smells like complete bleach, end quote, stated the employee during the 911 call. The parents aren't giving us a good story about how it got there. During questioning, Washington broke down crying and admitted to placing the bleach in the child's bottle. Washington, who said he was studying to be a doctor,
of course,
stated that
had to be the worst in his class.
Stated that he fed the baby bleach after a friend from school suggested it, and stated that she had used it before to treat her child.
For cotton
trash.
I don't even know what you would treat
for
a baby.
Trash. That's what you treat. You get up
for colic. Oh, you got colic? Clorox.
Washington went on to say that he was trying to help the infant. He was trying to help the infant, and that his actions, as misguided as they were meant in love. I mean, if I can't love anyone as much as I love God, that's pretty
there
much
you go. And that is here we go.
And
once
that's pretty
again.
Much how much I love her. End quote.
Now, if you just heard from Pat Robertson. He's not the brightest bulb in the bunch, and yet he didn't get a miracle.
You big dummy.
Baby's still alive, right?
Yeah, but that's for the baby.
That's the baby's
baby. That's, him.
My man said, him, I don't know. My friend.
I hope they give him something to drink in jail.
Yep.
Well, the couple's daughter, identified as Catlin, reportedly suffers with breathing problems and was born with a detached esophagus that required surgery.
Because nothing attached.
And Clorox will reattach it.
Hey.
Like a nothing. Yep.
Well, he was booked into Marion County Jail and charged with aggravated child abuse.
Yep. I'm tired. Of, yep.
Da, 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 da.
Unbelievable.
Like Clorox bleach.
There it is.
I don't know.
It wasn't Clorox.
Medical students. Oh, you know what? Forget what the doctors are saying. I heard, just put a little bleach in the bottle.
Now, time for me to get back to these urinals. She got that from the janitor.
The
janitor told her to do that.
Right, and it's a dude.
Yeah.
No, the father did it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Regina told him,
trust me,
man.
Boy, I've been a father.
Oh, you talking about the friend?
Yeah, the friend.
The friend,
come
right.
Through pushing the squeaky garbage can. He say,
right.
What's wrong with you, bro? Man, baby keeping me up, man. You got a detached esophagus. That's all? Yeah.
he has some Clorox.
Put a little
of this in the bottle. A little, yeah, about half of it. Put that in the bottle. Feed it to the baby. That clears that right up.
How old is she?
It'll reattach that esophagus right away. Why?
It pulls the heart up. It pulls
God,
the heart up.
I know. I hate people.
And he listened.
A medical student, he didn't go back and look it up.
Nah.
He didn't go ask an attending.
Nope.
He didn't go ask another doctor.
He asked the janitor. He asked the dude who sings with headphones in his ear while he's cleaning the urinals. That's who he asked. He asked the girl from Good Deeds. He asked the girl from Good Deeds. What's the best way to clear college?
That is so damn.
I'm busy, but since you asked, here.
Now, excuse me. I'm trying to keep my baby awake in the homeless
don't
shelter.
Don't use the fresh scent Clorox. The perfumes could hurt the baby.
Better yet, don't even use. Get Family Dollar bleach. That's the best kind.
It just say bleach.
Don't get nothing with a smell to it. They'll pick that up.
The baby ain't gonna want to drink it, but don't let that stop you. That baby don't know what's good for her.
She's gonna push it away and try hard, but when her eyes turn red, that means it's working. It's pulling that heart up.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Let's get this straight. You got a phone you big or not? You know how to pee. How old are you?
God.
That's a bleach, baby.
That's the smell of clean.
That's what she had to wear.
That's who told her. The tall lady. That baby got colic. That's... You need to smell a clean, baby.
Oh, my God.
That's the power of clean. That's the power of clean, baby. Not only do it clear that colic,
you
gets that dark out, that melon out of skin.
Stop cleaning the floor with your dancing shoes and feed your baby this.
Oh, my God.
And she popped out of the linen closet and said that. Baby got colic. You need the power of clean, baby.
Oh, yes. 818-514-1202.
We got to get an apology.
How do you take care of your kids?
Yep.
How not to take care of your kids.
And since we're talking about it, let me paint a picture for y'all, because then Devon's got a story. How would you like to come home after a hard day's work? You hit the door, you're tired. They screwed up your paycheck. Your paycheck is a week late
again.
Right. And you hit the door, and there's your two babies, your two girls, your beautiful daughters, booty wobbling. Booty wobbling to pop the molly. I'm sweating.
Got some Trinidad James going. So, get arms all in my other. Yeah, no. Nah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh,
go ahead.
God.
You don't want to take. Okay, hold on.
Go ahead.
So, everybody, I don't know if you guys seen it, but we've posted it. Everybody's posted. This video has went viral everywhere. World Star Hip Hop. YouTube actually had to take it off of theirs because it was a little too graphic. But I don't see nothing. We'll get into it. Facebook video of daughter beat for twerking teens goes viral, right? For many, it's hard to determine when a parent's disciplinary actions cross the line. One video is calling the debate into question. It was posted on Facebook yesterday that already has over 9,000 shares, 1,800 likes, and 270 comments. It shows daughters being beat by their father for twerking. And
twerking is a cute way of saying booty wobbling.
you know, with
making their lips talking. We ain't talking about the ones on their head.
Clapping. Oh, clapping without hands.
Right.
There you go.
Jeez.
And, yeah, I'm sure all the people know what twerking is out there.
Oh, yeah.
They were hit repeatedly with a wire and then humiliated by the taping of the video, subsequently shared widely on social media. The whole ordeal may stop them from shaking their booties for public consumption, but what will it do to them psychologically?
Because shaking their booties for public consumption is psychologically great.
Reactions are varied. Some comments believe that it's a cause of child services to get involved, while others commend the father or say the girls should be happy that their father, they have a father to begin with. Wrong reactions summed up a latter argument. Parents choose latter argument. They didn't say the actual comment for the latter. Parents choose to discipline their child the way they see fit, but when that form of discipline becomes public, it's interesting to see how many people respond. In the case this case ranges from compassion for the child to support for the father, aggressive tactics, and both supporters and critics find common ground in their shared desire.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what their opinion, it seems like anyone can't stop watching it. What do you think about the latest punishment video?
Okay, 818-514-1202. We're gonna take this last story, and we're gonna take it right into our second hour, because to me it's very apropos with raising the bar. We was putting out all this weekend on what level of expectations do you set for your kids? Do you push your kids to be the best of the best? And do you think it's okay for your kids to be the best booty twerkers in the school?
There you go. On the twerk squad.
Yeah. Panel.
Nope.
Well, like I said, when I saw the video the first time, I'm not going to lie, I was like, what happened? Because I didn't know what had happened.
Right.
Because I'm like, a lot of people say things, and then you have to do your own personal investigation. And the deeper I dug into the story, I was like, hey, I was with the dad. Like,
you
hey.
You was on Team Dad.
I was on Team Dad.
Candace.
I'm on Team Dad, too.
I'm on Team Dad, too. With an asterisk, though.
Okay.
I understand he got mad. I'd have been mad, too. Oh, trust me. I'd have been mad. I think what he used to whip them with may not have been the best tool in the 21st century.
I understand it was old school
70s. Yeah, it was cool, but I'm just saying today, a nice fat belt, a nice fat whooping belt you always need to keep handy.
Now, let me
and I think because he was reaching back from Tuscaloosa.
Oh, yeah, he brought the
– he was reaching back, and he brought the noise.
Now, his was crazy.
But that might have been the problem. And just for clarification, he didn't film that. These fools was filming themselves so they could critique their booty twerking skills when he came in.
Now, the investigation – it's two things I'm about to say. One – yes, he brought the ruckus from Mississippi with that arm swag.
Yeah.
Can't blame him for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This was his fifth time warning these girls.
Fifth.
I've told y'all stop shaking your joint, right?
Five times.
WCW champion sucker. So
what?
Yeah, you know, Booker T, five times.
So
I'd have told you.
Right. So next thing you know, Pops come in, sweaty day at the grease mill.
At the check is light.
Check is light.
He is tired.
They talking about taking this car. They talking about cutting the insurance. Single dad, he come in the house. Y'all up there pop the molly. I'm sweating with your pants coming awful.
And the older girl telling her, you're shaking your booty all wrong. You want to get the booty clap to work together. Oh, hey, dad.
And because if you don't, it's just a wave, baby. You got to clap them.
Right.
Make the noise, like Pinky.
And me, myself, I have no... Dad hit the door, seen them shaking their booties, and then he was like...
Fool Godzilla.
There you go. And then he tore Tokyo down.
That's
when you hear the Kill Bill music.
Yeah.
Yes.
The whole boop, boop, boop.
And... My second point to that is, a lot of women were saying because they're girls, you don't beat your girls like that. What was crazy is they were cool if it was a dude whacking on a boy, a man hitting his son like that, which if I saw my son twerking, I'd lose it altogether.
Don't make me hit the roar again. I'm with you. Yeah.
So now they're saying it should have been. I saw a couple comments that should have been. That's a job for a mother. Now, what if the mother's not there?
No, 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 no.
A lot of women.
That's a job for a parent, mother, father, whomever, grandparent, whatever. I mean, that's a job for a parent to take care of.
Because I like
that comment, but I'ma say from a man point of view, I know. It's hard. Daughters are men, fathers' kryptonites to begin with.
Already.
So once boobs and butts start poking out, I can understand a father's hesitance to want to do that. And I believe that the roles should change when the girls become teenagers.
Uh-huh.
Then pop should get a chance to be good cop, and mom should be the one whooping that tail, and pops get to come in and say, come on, let me take you for ice cream and tell you why your mom went ham on you, because
right.
you was wrong.
And I can understand that, but being someone who was raised by her dad, who, you know, my dad was basically a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have to deal with something like that, you know, having to encounter something like that, knowing the repercussions of what your kids are doing,
right.
and especially in this day and age, you have to do something drastic in order to get these kids' attention.
No doubt.
I'm not
yep.
going to sit here in front. I've flown off the handle like that before.
Hey,
I have.
Any parent who cares about their kid, first off, I ain't nothing against strippers, nothing against the sexy models who show a little bit more than they really kind of should be showing. Nothing wrong with that. Even if you want to work in the adult field, nothing wrong with that. But that's not the highest aspiration I want for my damn kid.
Exactly.
If that's what you fall to, and it's either that or mess, then I guess I better be glad.
And you,
but I don't want you as a teenager aspiring to be a video hoe.
Yeah, now you don't want to be a victim, but you can tell the frustration with the dad because after he was done, watch the video. He threw the whatever
yeah.
he grabbed down like, I'm tired
yes.
of having to tell y'all are not going to be whores.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen like that. Now, if you're telling me, people saying talk to him. If I'm telling you five times to not do
exactly.
something, you're having blatant disrespect for what I'm telling you
exactly.
to do. So now I have to go to that next level. Now, could he have grabbed the belt? Probably. But if you lose it and you in that train,
you
grab
walked
the first
the door.
Thing
you, that's the
and
first
you
thing
you grabbed and you went swing for the fences, which, again, I can't say I'm mad at him for because
I'm with you.
Again, I have a daughter. If that happened to me, I can't say what I would do.
Right.
But I would hope that the mother would be there because I know me and my strength and my daughter, and I know that's her. That she'd say, no, I got this. And when you say you got this, handle it almost like how I would handle it. Don't go in there and say, okay, let me pull you and sit you down the sixth time after we've already told you five times before, and now you want to talk to her
yep.
again. So now when we come back on that Thursday, she's shaking it to Lil Wayne's song, the other joint that he got with whatever, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, whatever, Emmett Till. We beating it up like Emmett Till.
Right, there you go. So I don't want to, and then I'm going to look, because now I'm going to look at you and say, so you didn't handle it, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway,
we'll go on to this.
Yeah.
We're taking this right into the next segment. This is all part of Raising the Boss, so we're going to take this right into the next segment. 818-514-1202, we want to hear from everybody. We're getting ready to go into the next segment, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'ma give it to ya with no trivia. Go like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. We MC, a post with flame to set. Am I the runner to the wall and bang your head? I put the force, my force is out. I'll make a devil's tower to the Caucasus Mountain.
When I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. Rap down Barry and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum and the Alan from and coming through with nothing. Enough guns, if you want to come sweating, stepping contest.
What's good? This is one half of the award-winning Truth Brothers Radio, Devon, telling y'all to tune in every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, to Truth Brothers Radio for the latest in news, current events, politics, controversial topics, and our infamous terrible truth. To keep up with the latest of what the Truth Brothers have going on, friend to follow us on any of the major social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or catch any of our past shows anytime at blogtalkradio.com/truthbrothers. Thank you for all the love and support. Catch y'all next Monday. two fingers.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Brothers Radio. We're back for the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm in the chat room as we speak with your questions and comments on tonight's topic, Raising the Bar Part 3.
There you go. And, you know, we're taking the ass-twerking, ass-whooping video, and we're using that as a jump-off point in the Raising the Bar, expecting the best from your kids, expecting the best from yourself, from everybody you expect. But I want to say something real quick. Anybody who was checking out our show back in the fall know how I lost my kids. And I lost my kids. The chick who stole my kids used the fact that I went ham on my son because he was playing around in school. I put an expectation for him to be the best.
Exactly.
And when you get to playing around in school and you don't take that stuff serious, there's going to be consequences. So I give kudos to the father. I'm just saying the mic cord and going back to Tuscaloosa might have been a little too much, but I can understand his frustration for sure. And they brought that on themselves.
No doubt.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm, you know, and this is just me, but at least he had enough cognizance to grab, you know, something than to use his fist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He could have went drunk daddy and rained down like Sugar Shane on that ass.
Yeah.
You know,
he could have went MMA Corey.
Sugar Shane, kid. Sugar Shane. Wow.
I'm just saying.
I knew he said, I want to punch. You know what? And then when he did that, he just looked around and said, ooh, my black leather cord for my rap session. And then just grabbed.
You just look.
Yeah.
You just.
Right. The thing is, it's not the fact that you told them. It's the fact now you see them doing it.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I
yep.
couldn't just
And that means you've been doing it behind my back the whole time.
Practicing.
It's that blatant disrespect.
Yeah. And that's like, I don't want to see my daughters working.
It makes me feel bad on the other hand, too, because it's something that's constantly put in their face. Kids are impressionable.
No
doubt. Yes, you can tell them, hey, look, I don't want you doing that. I don't want you doing that. You see how your friends doing it. They think it's cool. They want to do it, too. You know, so, you know, I'm certainly not mad at the dad for doing what he had to do. I mean, it could have been far worse. I don't like the fact that it was taped. But on
right.
the other hand, you
but
know.
He probably didn't know it was taping until
you
it was
what,
over because he came in and called him. They, like, again, they were taping.
Well, I wonder how it got uploaded.
Well, he probably had it uploaded after that.
After that.
I don't know if it was him. Because,
you know, like the other dude who beat his nephew because the nephew was talking about how he gangbanging and all that. He taped that and had him,
That's right.
The dude right here. We tried to get on the show. He had a little boy he had took over for a little boy, was watching out for him. Little boy messing up in school. He cut his hair off, cut his eyebrows off because he thought he was cool. Gave him that. Uncle came through, gave him that. Nobody really beefed on that because, again, those were boys that were getting handled.
All right.
But it seems like when a father handles his daughter, it's almost different. So what is he supposed to do if that man was a single parent? Who do
there
we call?
You go. Right. And, again, matter of fact, 818-514-1202 to the ladies out there, do you want your men to be fathers? Do you want your men to be fathers? And fathers shouldn't be taking a passive role in raising their kids.
I remember a time, when them were the worst words you ever wanted to hear was, I'm going to tell your dad.
Yep.
Yes, Lord.
Yep.
Yes, Lord.
I remember that was, dude, that
the
used to strike.
Yeah. as the tears
you didn't
come,
have to touch me.
You paced until
yep.
Then, cause
no, you, I mean, you in the middle of doing something. You doing something extra bad, and it's feeling good because it's so bad.
Right.
And your mom catch you, and you turn around, and she say, uh-huh, I'm telling your dad. And then it...
I done told my mom many a day because, I screwed up many times. A lot of stuff they know about, but more of it they don't. So, and, like, I'd rather you just handle me now and just get it over with, like, deal with versus not.
Yeah.
No, it's that mind game, that anticipation of knowing that you're going to get
some
of the rain.
Let me tell you how bad my luck was. When I'm doing something bad and she do that, I'm going to tell your dad. It's so bad that she's going to tell him. This is always the day that, hey, he come home a little bit later, and he come home after having the best night ever with his boys, and everything is just, hey, you know what? I just got a raise at the grease mill, and everything is terrific. They paid me an extra week. He did what?
Can't have a good day, can't.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Now, I'd take that day over. I've had a mess. They short my check, and the bus broke down, couldn't get home, and you ate the big piece of chicken, and ain't no more gravy for the man.
And you the straw that broke the camel's
back. I don't want to be that dude. I'd rather you have a good, because maybe I could, I'm a good maneuver arounder. That's my word, maneuver arounder.
No, I couldn't maneuver around my dad at all.
But I think it's nah, if you got a bogus day, you're looking for an outlet. And I don't want to be that.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all something. I hope my daddy ain't listening because I might get my ass kicked.
No, he's in the queue. I see him.
But I was 12. My dad, his church is a little different. It's non-denominational, but they would have their services in this hotel ballroom at night. So one Sunday evening, I decided I'm going to have a party.
Of course.
I'm going to have a party
when all
the family sleep. So I tell little kids on the block, you know, hey, I'm going to have a party at my house this time, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm cleaning up, straightening up for the party. People started coming through. I had about maybe 10 or 15 people there, just roughly. And if my best friend's listening to this, she knows the whole story. Shouts out to JC. But you know, we having a party, having a good time. And I happen to go upstairs to go get some stuff. There's people all over the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to peek out the window, and I see my daddy's long 1986 Capri station wagon coming down the street.
And you got lights flashing out the window. Searchlights. And everybody's saying, yeah, Candace, yeah, Candace.
Who's the best
the
party filler in the world?
The Sphere.
Squidward's rock out. She got a Squidward house party going. I was able to get my new guitar.
Well, wait a minute. There was this paralyzing fear that just saturated me. But I had to snap out of it, so now I'm jetting downstairs saying, okay, look, my daddy home. Everybody got to go. Everybody got to go.
To the break of dawn, y'all.
I got people running everywhere. Under beds, out the window, out the back door, in the tub. I'm trying to have all these people when my daddy comes in.
Man,
and,
I'd have jumped out the window.
And I got everybody hit. Ironically, within seconds, I got everybody hid, but the panic on my face was fresh and
hell
new because I was right at the front door when he came in.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what the sad part is? One of the kids is always a slough, and he ran and took the lampshade and put it on his head and stood there.
I was staying real still. He don't see me.
And Dad walked in the door, and he said, click.
Right, the stuff made the noise.
My daddy made an announcement. Anybody that's still in here, in the next 30 seconds, I'm calling police. Anybody who was left over that didn't jump out the window and or run out the back door, they all flew out like roaches when you turn the light on. Everybody just scattered.
I'd have cannonballed out that window real quick.
I had an Apple IIe computer at this time. My daddy, as soon as everybody cleared the house, my daddy snatched that cord out of that computer, out the CPU, snatched it out.
Let's go to work. Let's get retarded.
And I got the beating of my life.
Let's get retarded.
In which case, I still have battle scars. I'll show my cast and crew here after the
show. Oh,
but, yeah, never did that dumb shit ever again.
Well, and there it is. See, that, and that takes me back to these girls.
Ooh.
I'm willing to bet that they won't make another twerk video in life. I'm willing to bet that. Unless they're away from their dad.
Right.
And they get into some type of custody and they new friends are like, yeah, you can twerk. Your dad can't get you anymore.
True.
Then maybe. But as long as they're under his roof, I doubt that they'll make another twerk video.
Again, you can go on YouTube. Put in fail and the stuff that you'll see. But you'll also see a lot of women practicing they stripper moves and they booty twerking material and taping it and putting it on YouTube. As adults, what does it say about us that we fiend for the camera so hard that we willing to do anything in front of a camera and then put it before the world and then you wonder why the kids are emulating what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's a question, but my question is, are we really... Well, the better question I want to ask the women that you had asked earlier is, do you want your men discipline your daughters? Do you really? Because when it comes to that,
well,
you know what you're asking for, though. Because dudes are going to, like, if you're, dudes are going to show slight restraint for their daughters than they will for their son. And that's,
mm-hmm.
that's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make me fly off the handle, then you're still going to show that restraint. Because imagine, put it like, to you like this, I would say, imagine if that was his son. His girls caught it less than his son would have caught it. And
right.
That's what I mean by that.
You
so,
know,
do you really want your man, your husband, your kid's father, even if you're not with him, and you say, look, I'm taking you to your dad's house so he can handle you, kind of boys in the hoodish. And
right.
Do you want him to be a man?
Here's the thing, and 818-514-1202. Here's the thing. It's all about being a team, seriously. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
a lot of couples forget to play good cop and bad cop. And guess what? For the parent, because sometimes the women get to be the bad cop, but for the parent who gets to be the good cop, you should think about sometimes what it's like to have to be the bad cop all the time. And you should say, and when your daughter's doing something, mom should step up and say, hey, you know what? Nope, I'm bad cop today. And wear that tail out.
Right.
And wear that tail out.
No doubt. You have to, because like you were saying, you know, it gets to a point where the dad cannot. I mean, it's not that he can't, but he don't want to really.
Right.
Lay his hands
right.
And go all the way, and it's better.
Right.
It's better
for mom to do it.
Mom do it because
yes.
You get the reaction.
It's woman
that
training.
Right.
No, it's woman
yeah.
training because
yeah.
when a man grabs when a man grabs his son, it's man training. When I got a when you do something that I have to straighten you out physically for, if I see you coming in and you got the gang tattoo on your arm, it's man training time because I got to straighten you out for your life.
I think there needs to be a balance with that. And I say that even with the dad in this particular video, do I agree he should have whooped his daughter's ass? Yes, I do. I do agree with that. But I do hope that after that ass kicking, that he took some time to sit with them and explain to the reader why he felt that he had to take that extent. It's very important that after you beat your kid, at some point, once you cool off,
mm-hmm.
you have a verbal conversation with
no
them.
No doubt.
You
yeah,
can't
absolutely.
Leave them with that beating like that.
No, you shouldn't.
So be that either the parent who did the spanking or be that the mother. Somebody needs to come in and still offset what
for
you
sure.
heard.
For sure.
So be it a good cop, bad cop,
that's
whatever.
Good cop,
difference.
Bad cop, though. Good
right.
cop comes in later and says, hey, Starsky had to go off on you
because everything's on Hutch.
Right, and Hutch got to come in and straighten it out. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And the point is, when they doing something, just the thought of, hey, don't let bad cop have to come in here should be enough at a certain point.
But at this point in time, for real, it's a different time. These kids are fearless.
They're fearless because they're overly empowered.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
They're fearless because they're
them
overly.
Girls got that power snatched away.
Right. I'll call
they
DCFS.
They are empowered. And they are a lot younger, as are the parents who have birthed them are a lot younger.
Yes,
and they don't have any real disciplinary skills.
Yep, and some of the comments on Facebook from the thing showed a lot of young parents who disagree with him going off, but that's because they still kids and they remember whoopings, but they remember that I shouldn't have got whooped instead of saying as a parent and the love for my kid, you deserve it. Right. Every whooping that I disagreed with as a kid, I look back now as an adult and say, oh, boy, I had that coming.
Yeah.
I had it coming.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree with you. It's to me, man, like I said, I feel like he handled it the way that I would have. And that's just my point of view. He handled it how I would have, considering, I mean, if it was a first-time offense, he's totally wrong. I say that.
Right.
If it was, look, what are y'all doing, and you go to 10, no,
right.
You're wrong. But five
that
times?
That was six.
And the five times,
yeah.
I mean, five times, I got you, five times he told you, and he didn't do nothing to you to the six. Y'all let that marinate.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this break, Truth Brothers Radio.
You know how we do, Rockefeller, forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating? No waiting, I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle? Y'all think a nigga Luddle? Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night round with strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother, Sippy.
Let us the words, word to phrase, the paragraph. Heed masters, day begins class. Science of past is now brought to the rhyme stage from the scroll, state of the person. God's a God, from God to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from my hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to leave the army?
Truth Brothers Radio, and we are back. And we are raising the bar for the third time.
There you go. That's right. And you know what? We got some pretty good comments in the chat room.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, Drea said, good cop, bad cop, nothing. My parents double-teamed us on some old Hardy Boys type shit.
There you go. Hardys. That one, that she mean the Hardy Boys in real life or the WWE Hardy?
Either way, it's a double-teaming. Either way, tables, ladders, and chairs.
Yeah, did she mean those harder boys like Jeff and Matt? Or did she mean the ones from the movie? Those both was bad.
Yeah, so. My man Terrence said if Dad had talked to them five times, what is the talking after for? When the straw breaks the camel's back, there's no more time for talking. Yeah. Oh, and Justice just showed up.
Justice,
hey,
Bone, what's good, bro? That's my
bro. Yeah.
Cool dude. So you got that link working, huh, Justice? Justice hopping. Hey, you are finagling. I can't get in
right
on that side. But, yeah, big shouts out to the bro. He wants one of them new shirts that we got, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be working that out shortly.
So, anyway. Back to what we were saying. Now we went into the disciplinary thing. Now it raising the bar goes above and beyond just discipline. It applies to everything we do. It's everything we listen to, we see, we read. And I mean, one thing that we always say that doesn't. We just got through listening to some Jay-Z, right? First break that we just took about a minute ago. And that's one of the few lyricists that are actually left out here in my personal opinion.
Right.
But then you got your Trinidad James, who's telling your kids to pop a Molly and sweat.
Dig it.
And popping, and if your kids are impressionable like Candace is, that's what led to the dude stripping outside the Target and popping his thing in front of the door.
Right.
Raise the bar, people.
Right. Exactly.
I want to tell y'all something.
Okay.
Now, you know, you guys are always in accidents, so I've been in pain. And I wake up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, just about every morning, same time.
Right.
So the night before last, I had got up and, you know, got tired of watching TV, wanted something to do. So I go on YouTube, and I was just curious. I'm like, I wonder what the effects of, you know, these drugs on, you know, on the people who take them.
Right.
And the things that I saw, it is absolutely scary, and it just... It makes me fear for my kids.
You should have put it on
the other
site.
Kids. Yeah, I think I will do that after the show. To see what this stuff does to people, it's ridiculous. And for them to want to go do it because they heard it in the song.
Yeah.
You know, you hear these kids around, oh, my God, this feels so great. But they're having these outlandish panic attacks and these hallucinations. They're screaming, taking their clothes off, sweating, and running around in circles.
Dude,
and they can't talk. And, oh, my God.
Butt-naked at the Target
this
doorway.
One guy jumped out the window, dude.
Yeah.
He's sitting with his girl. You know, they were cool with one minute. He just got up and jumped out the window.
You say one dude killed himself because the girl broke up with him off the Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Just standing in front of the elevator. She said, I can't do it no more. You're a hype. And then... blew his brains out.
Yeah,
blew his own brains
out.
And
but
like,
I've seen people who went in on me on Facebook when I say something about not liking Lil Wayne and Rick Ross and all of them, and they defend them like they're heroes. But look at what they serve you.
And then you know,
look at what they serve you.
Your boy Wayne just had a song where he's talking about Emmett Till. The beating, and nobody wants to comment
right
on that.
Beat that coochie up like Emmett Till, and nobody don't find offense to that.
Rick Ross got another song that condones date raping. So
dig
I'm
it.
Like,
yeah.
Everybody, nobody wants to, they just, oh, he just talking.
And if you say something,
and
you a hater.
Yes.
And whose song is it, Drink? Is that Kendrick Lamar?
Which one?
Go out, drink.
That's Kendrick.
Every time I turn the radio on, that's on, or the effing problems is on. You have
right,
like, all this
right.
crazy mess that's going on, and it's just repetitious.
Yeah, and to the point.
I heard five songs in a row talking about either drug and or alcohol use. Five songs in a row.
Absolutely, that's why.
And to call
yep.
my kids.
I'm for one. I don't listen to the radio no more.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta call
at all.
Yeah, we got a caller. Let's go ahead and go with him. 760, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, man, it's crazy again, bro. I just heard what you said about Emmett Till,
uh-huh.
and that touched my heart, folks. I did not know that, man.
Yeah. Lil Wayne has a song. I can't remember.
Well, he did a guest spot on someone else's song.
Yeah, but it's off. Chop, chop, chop. Is it Chopsticks? It's something like that.
Chopsticks, chop suey.
Yeah, something like
karate
that.
Karate chop.
And he mentions that up in the song, bro.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Beat that coochie up like Emmett Till. And he think he's made a clever rhyme. He think he's just become lyrical.
So a 12-year-old black kid getting beat to death and tied to a rock and thrown in a river.
Not a rock and engine
folks.
Block.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for whistling at a white girl. That's clever. You know, man, that's what the rap didn't come to these days. That's why I don't even listen to that guy, man.
It was no consideration. Yep. He just thought it was a clever line. There was no consideration for the story behind it.
Yep.
And that's what makes it so bad. You've totally diminished what that moment in history did.
Yeah, but it's that slow erosion. I mean, people caught on to Lil Wayne because he's what's hot in the street right now. Mm-hmm. But I remember Eminem's dude, Obie Trice, who's a good rapper who Eminem just adores because he taught him how to get good in the game, which is cool. But I remember back on, I think it was like Eminem's second album, and they was talking about catching stuff off of women. And Obie Trice is laying out this scenario where he was hitting this girl, and one of the lyrics was, "I worked that nigga like a slave owner." Mm-hmm. And like, dude,
wow. You
think that's lyrical, but you own this white boy's album, and that's what you put out into the world.
Man,
that's what you put out there.
The scary thing is, man, is that I talk to the younger folk, man, around my sister, age 17, 16, bruh, and a lot of them don't even know who Emmett Till is. They've never even heard of that type of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like, I could ask them about something as recent that dealt with white kids, like Columbine, and they wouldn't even know what that is. She's like, what is that? You know,
mm-hmm.
You can't know where you're going if you don't know where you done been, man.
That's right.
And part of that is because they're taking so much of that out of schools now that they're not even they're taking it out of schools and they're taking it out of just general conversation altogether.
Yeah.
And you won't know. Like, I know people, I know kids don't even know who Alex Haley is. And that blows
wow.
That blows me. Like, you really don't know who that is?
Yeah.
So it's like.
But you know who Tyler Perry is.
Of course, because his
name, you know who the man
Perry,
that dresses as a woman is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing that bothers me. You know, there's no male figures now. You know, you was talking about the father whooping his daughter. And I don't have a problem with that. I know if my mama or my father called my sister booty popping, she would have got smacked real good, man. You know, they're not trying to raise the bar no more, man. It's all about the bling or shooting a nigga or Gucci Mane talking about flipping birds. You flip a million birds, but you're rapping about it, telling everybody you're doing it. How is that possible?
That's what Jay does so well. He don't do the things he talk about. He'll tell
right.
you all day.
Right.
I'm in a. But Jay had
he don't
one
have
lyric.
To do it anymore.
Jay had one lyric that just stunned. If you listen to DOA,
he said,
I don't stand in the project hallways talking about how I be in the project
all day.
There's no need for me to do that.
Right.
I'm a
long-time
millionaire. So how is it I'm still the hardest nigga here? It shouldn't be this way.
And
right.
again, he's never he don't even have a criminal record. You don't know if it's hyperbole or not. But the fact of the matter is, if he was as prevalent in the game as he say he was, the minute that he had a chance to go legitimate, you don't even hear about him getting a traffic ticket.
Nope.
You don't hear about anything. And it's people out there who hate Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
And they hate Jay-Z not because he's a rapper. They hate Jay-Z because of the business sense he has and what
he represents
about coming from something to from nothing.
Yeah, yeah, already. No doubt.
And,
man.
And he knows, and again, and President Obama knows, if Jay-Z had a little bit of dirt on him, Jay-Z couldn't, the president wouldn't even mention him, and they wouldn't even be seen together, and Jay-Z wouldn't be able to reference him in any song.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. He wouldn't be at the inauguration ball performing and all
exactly.
of that good stuff.
That.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of raising the bar, man, and thanks for the call, bro,
again,
man.
Greg,
no doubt.
Stay with us, man. We
thanks
appreciate
a lot.
That love.
And I was a little disappointed at Lupe Fiasco for what he did at the inauguration.
I really wasn't.
Really, that's not. It's a time and place for everything.
I would like to have asked him why would he pick that song to use to perform?
What Elijah was trying to teach Malcolm X about his chicken come home to roost statement is about there's a certain time and a place to unveil truth, and truth spoken at the wrong time and place is not helpful. It can be detrimental.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I think that's kind of the lesson there. I know he's a strong brother, and I applaud how strong he is.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
That wasn't the venue or the avenue to for that to happen. The press conference afterwards, maybe, or the concerts after the notoriety from doing it. Yeah, that's like when Jill Scott, they wanted to get on Common for being at the Poetry Slam at the White House that time, and they wanted to get on them for inviting Common. So if Common would have used that time and place to go up there and drop something extra radical, it's not about you dropping truth. It's about you being inappropriate for the time and space for people. Look, the Obamas went out on a limb to invite him.
He wasn't there. No. Oh, he was at a concert or not
right.
at that building.
But it was but it was part of the event, is what I'm saying. It's part of
but
the celebration.
You know, they were,
no,
they
no,
were,
I know.
Yeah,
but it's
saying.
Still
okay.
part. I'm still, when you get, look, for all the different events that happen, all of that is carefully constructed and orchestrated.
But that's what I'm saying. The reason I don't know, again, the story I read may be contradicted to what you're saying, but from what I heard, he had a concert that didn't have to do with him initially being in the inauguration at all. No form of that, because they knew Lupe's lyrics from Words I've Never Said from
exactly.
Now,
exactly.
They knew he was going to do the song. They knew he was going to do Words I've Never Said. So they didn't tell him not to do it. They didn't tell him don't do it. But all Lupe did was take that one part of that song and repeat it numerous of times to a point where they said, hold on, to a point where they said the reason they pulled him off of the stage was not because he said the song was because he kept repeating that one part of the lyric over and over and over and over and over. Now, if he was part of the inauguration, I get it. But from what I heard, he was not a part of the inauguration celebration. He was in that. He had a concert he was doing that was on totally opposite of what they
That's
what they had
not
him do.
What I got, but. Either way, I got you. Either way.
I mean, if it's one, like I said, I give it to him, freedom of speech, say what he wants to say.
No, no doubt.
I get you. I'm not disagreeing with you, but at the same time, if he was a part of the inauguration and they did invite him, then I get it. Yeah,
right.
He was wrong, and you shouldn't have done it on that venue, but because of what I read, I was like, nah, that was bogus on their behalf, because he can say whatever he want to say.
Well, he can say what he want to say, like you say. But like Elijah was trying to teach, truth speaking out of season is not necessarily wisdom. You can say, Malcolm X had the freedom to say whatever he wanted to say.
Right.
But like Elijah was trying to tell him, yes, you can say what you want to say, but what if what you say gets some Muslims out there selling Muhammad Speaks shot in retaliation for what you said?
Right.
And that's what he was trying to, you know, that's the same thing. Well, we won't get into that. It's just that's what he was trying to say.
No doubt. Okay, I see y'all looking at the lab.
No, yeah, Justice said the revolution was traded in for new Jordans and some purple drink. He's got a point.
Pull up.
I was looking at what Terrence said, and he made some pretty good comments here. He said that he think that was a black thing, going back to the
Lupe
previous topic that we were on, before there.
Oh, okay.
Regarding Lil Wayne. He said, had Wayne said something about Jews or gays, they would have had him kissing gay babies, planting LGBT trees, and apologizing out the ass for the next 3 years, and which is true.
Absolutely.
Which is true.
So I'm kind of confused. So is he saying that Lil Wayne didn't have to apologize because what he said was something against us?
Correct.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, because he was defiant. No, his record company was smart. His record company... The record company that put the record out got way in front of that and was like, whoa, first off, this was leaked. If we would have caught that, we would have pulled it.
Right.
And they were trying to get in front of it big time.
Right, right.
But, yeah, Lil Wayne was defiant.
Well, you know,
and yet you still let your kids download his songs and buy his records.
Well, a lot of times, see, again, a lot of things that we do, man, we got to understand it. A lot of parents don't know what their kids are doing. And they don't know that they're downloading a lot of these songs because kids are more tech savvy than the parents
are
nowadays.
True, but it don't take nothing. finna take the kid's iPod, put an earpiece in, and listen to what they're doing.
But if she got her stuff in a separate file folder, you won't
well,
know
they're
going
to listen
anyway.
To it anyway.
Right.
They're going to hear it at school. They're going to hear from their friend. They're going to hear it anyway.
Yep.
And, which is very true. But it's about how you arm your kids before they even get to that point where they're
mm-hmm.
pressured to have to listen to that stuff. Like, I was flipping through the channels. You know, I was sitting with my daughter flipping through the channels. And Bad Girls Club came on.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to see it. I was like, oh, no. But then I had to stop myself, and I thought about it. She's 15.
Right.
So I said, okay, well, I'm going to sit down here, and I'm going to watch it with her. Oh, my God, I don't believe I survived that hour.
Hmm.
But
it made your head hurt, yeah.
But it let me know how dumb people think women are,
mm-hmm.
how many times we were objectified in that
mm-hmm.
particular thing. It was all about fighting. It's all trumped up bullshit
yeah.
to watch girls fight.
It is.
That's all it is. They have no substance. It's nothing. It is
it's
nothing
partying,
to compel.
Screwing dudes.
And I had to ask Shayla, I said, well, why do you like Sheila? Because they just look stupid. It's funny.
And
I had to say, okay, well, all right, it's entertaining to you. I said, but I need to understand
effect.
That you don't think that this is something that women should do. She's like, oh, no, I would never do nothing like that. But I just think it's funny because they're stupid.
Yeah.
They
it's like
dumb.
Watching Maury
yeah.
to me.
Right. But, again, watching
right.
Maury and Jerry Springer, years and years and years of that stuff slowly erodes.
But that's where the balance comes in at, though. You have to have something
true.
To counterbalance that. Like, you can't be 100%. All the time going hard on just straight intelligence and all this stuff.
Yeah, no
that's
doubt.
True.
No doubt.
You got to have something.
You got to have your fails.
Yeah, you got to have your fail blogs.
True.
You got to have your Jerry, your WWEs. You got to have something that gives
but
you
parents,
that balance.
Parents can't be afraid to put in their commentary as it's going on.
Yeah, no doubt.
I grew up, we watching something. My parents were throwing, that is just stupid. This is just ridiculous.
You know
what? Didn't turn the channel.
Yeah.
Because you're watching it. But they letting you know this is garbage.
It's amazing you mentioned that. My dad did that to me one time, and it's crazy. We was watching the movie Mo Money with Damon Wayans and Marlon Wayans. I was
right.
a young dude,
right.
right? And it was the scenes where, you know, Damon had stole the cars for dude, and he was
yeah.
buying all the stuff for, what's sexy lady, Stacey Dash, and all this other stuff. And my dad looked at me and said, is what he doing right. Now, me being young, all I see is he getting all this stuff and he's buying these expensive things. And I
mm-hmm.
saw the dude and I had to say, I was like, I don't know. I mean, at that point, you know, I'm young, you know what I'm
right.
saying? And he was like, no, it's not right. Let me tell you. And he broke it down to me. Now, though we sat back and we watched the rest of the movie, it stuck with me that,
exactly.
okay, you
exactly.
don't do that. You work for it or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, that
right.
always stuck with me. So
exactly.
You know, I agree with totally. I agree with 100% what you just said about, you know, you gotta provide that commentary with whatever you sit down with your kids and watch.
I was in a conversation with somebody recently, and I was telling them, man, how we had got the Mary J. Blige chicken commercial that got banned and how we play it on the show as a joke now.
Right.
And they didn't see the point of why are you making fun? Hey, she got paid, and, you know, hey, do we really got – we got more than enough to worry about than worry about somebody singing about chicken. Is singing about chicken that important? And I was like, yeah, it is. Yeah. Singing something – demeaning yourself or singing something that stereotypical hurts everybody. Now,
yeah.
there's a way to do things. There's nothing wrong with taking a chicken commercial and doing it in a particular way that's not demeaning, but sitting there singing about the deliciousness of creamy chicken and the way it went down. Because remember, when it first came out, we hadn't seen it,
right.
and we got to talking about it on the show, and we was giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
We gave her a broad brush to say, hey, you know what, we ain't seen the commercial, and there's nothing wrong with doing a commercial. She's done many commercials, and she came off well.
Right.
This one didn't work that way. It didn't work that way. And, yes, if the Truth Brothers get invited to be in Quentin Tarantino's new movie, you best believe we should be cognizant of what he wants us to do and how it will reflect us and you guys out there who like us.
There you go. when he does the nigga.
The knucker.
Yeah, the knucker.
The end is silent.
But yeah, man, I you know, it's just to me, I think we don't as a people, and I'm gonna speak for us right now, cause I'm just gonna do that. I don't think we care too much about the generation we're leaving behind. I don't think we hold them to a prestige of thinking that they can accomplish things beyond what they think about. Like, they can accomplish things beyond the glass ceiling. What you got?
Nothing, just to say, don't do it. Don't do the Quentin movie. Don't do it.
Oh, we got to do that, man. The D is silent. Yeah, we got to do that. Volume 2.
Right.
Django's Revenge.
Django Rechained.
But I think, like I said, I don't think we push the envelope with our kids. I don't think we set a standard for them of just. I think we're more of wanting to be our kids' friend to a point where we just like, let's hang out together versus,
right.
Yo, let me show you how to stand on my shoulders and be better than what I do.
Good point, man. And as a parent, to show you through the world,
right.
Through entertainment, what I watch and why I watch it. I remember as a kid, man, my dad used to love this show, which y'all was definitely too young for, but some of y'all out there probably remember, a show called Barney Miller. And it was a show about a police station. But it was very intelligently written, and the black character was the smart, was like one of the smartest dudes in the whole group. The black character was a detective. He decided, you know what, man, I got away with words. He decided to be an author. He wrote a book. The book turned out to be a bestseller. He started making money and making all of these connections, and they was talking about making the book into a movie, and then he had this point where he decided, am I going to still be a cop, or am I going to go ahead and go to the big time?
Right.
And then he would clash with his boss, who was intelligent, and they would have these clashes on an intelligent level.
Right.
But it would still had the good one-liners, the black jokes, and it was, but it was done in a way that was so intelligent. And I'll give you an example. At the end of one episode, they all standing around summing up the end of the day, and Barney Miller makes this quote, and I forget the quote, but the black character knew the author, and he's like, "Wordsworth Longfellow," and then the Puerto Rican character was like, "Dude, how do you know that? How do you remember that stuff?" My man said, "Hey, man, when I was young, I stole books."
There you go.
There's your drug. Yeah, I'm black. We stole. But the books is the punchline, yet the intelligent punchline.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, I'm just saying.
I feel you. Like, to me, what I used to watch was probably going to get me roasted for or whatever, but I used to watch Frasier. Frasier was
yes.
Joint. I used to
yes.
sit back and watch Frasier.
Frasier and Seinfeld, boy.
I could get into Seinfeld like that.
You have to watch it from the beginning in order to get it.
But
She got me. I loved it.
My daddy put me on Seinfeld. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I hopped right in the middle of Frasier. And him and his brother, their dialogue together, man, I would sit there and just stare. Like, I couldn't. And I was, you know, even at the time I was into that, I was like, why is there no, and it's not trying to be bogus, but why didn't we have anything like that? Why didn't we have nothing like a Frasier? You could have called it calling them. I don't
No, they don't have to because it's not designed for that.
Yep.
No,
yep.
No. They have you where they want you.
Good time.
And going right back into me, I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday. I'm sorry, the day before yesterday, where we were talking about how we believe that these A&Rs and these music companies want us to be portrayed.
Yes.
They don't want you to have any type of upliftment. We think you're buffoons and y'all like to party and drink and have sex
and pop molly
and do all that. So we need to make that image true. We need
right.
to paint that picture of it
Absolutely.
Being true. And now your artists, your for real artists, are all Caucasian now and have all these
yep.
wonderful artistic
yep.
videos
yep.
and
yep.
you get caught up into them. And, you know, and what we have, all the same crap.
Right now your boy is lighting the world on fire.
You got
Justin Timberlake with this. He is lighting the world on
yeah.
fire right now.
Well,
yeah.
I guess after Kanye had his little tantrum, I guess he's back onto the tour now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, him and Jay-Z got the some great thing, whatever. Him and Jay-Z are on tour.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Right, but it was just
Kanye had a problem with it.
He wasn't
digging that suit and tie song, which it caught on to me. I'm sorry.
Whatever. I mean, it's about being different, and right now, yeah, you got Justin. He's doing R&B the way he's doing throwback R&B.
He's doing Marvin Gaye R&B.
He's doing right, and he's,
that's
he's
my
doing
whole
it.
Point.
And you goofies don't even get that he's usurping your history. He's usurping your culture and making a grip off of it. The same thing over and over and over again.
It's you know what it is though. It's crazy how you got him. You got Robin Thicke. You got what's the other guy's name? I can't remember this guy's name right now, but he another dude. And it's like, it's crazy how if they do what you do, you appreciate it that much more than if you do what you do. You appreciate it that much more because you're like, oh my God, I'll run out and buy that. Because put it like this, honestly,
I don't know
if Eminem. If Eminem was a black dude, would you really hold him to the level that you hold him to now?
And Eminem has said before.
Yes.
Eminem has said,
because he's a true lyricist.
Give him that extra oomph.
But Eminem has said, if I was black, I'd only sell half of what I sold.
Exactly.
He said that.
Because if you give him that extra, because you don't expect Eminem to... Now, don't get me wrong.
Oh,
one
yes.
of the baddest lyricists I've ever heard is that man.
He is.
Yes.
But you give him that extra credit because you don't expect that from him.
Yeah.
You look at that color like, there's no
and
way he's
and it's the same thing. Jackie Wilson is out there doing his thing. They dress up a white boy, and all of a sudden, oh, he's the king.
Yeah.
He did everything Jackie Wilson did, just worse.
Same thing. It's anything that we do. The dunk contest. Why did Brent Berry win the dunk contest? Simply because he could dunk.
Yep.
You got dudes that was doing it better. He just could.
New Edition. New Edition was at one point was the best young R&B group out there. The young
kids.
Yep.
And the
black agent. I can't screw y'all no more. I'm gonna go get me some white boys. And put them out the same thing. The Osmonds, it goes on and on.
No doubt. It's real. It's out here. It exists. Next thing you know, they're going to have True Brothers Radio.
Yeah.
With Clint Kelly and Bishop.
Yep.
With Clint Kelly and Bishop.
Yep.
Well, hold on,
Oh, yeah, with you, Molly. Yeah, Molly Ringwald.
I was gonna say Kelly. That sounds.
Oh, Kelly. Yeah,
Kelly, the girl from Michael and Kelly. You know.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. And the white boy. Greetings and salutations. This is the terrible truth.
Yeah.
Two knuckers robbed a grocery store.
We expect
silly
you.
Knuckers.
There you go.
Same thing. Yep.
Now it's time for the Klan beat.
Damn.
Yeah. Look how many times they done tried to reproduce the Chappelle Show without Chappelle.
Right, with the Madam Mencia and was the other one?
That idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Joke thief.
He's too stereotypical. You know, I can't stand those comedians.
He's a biter.
Yeah, I can't stand those comedians that have to, you know, always make the funnies. Even George Lopez, he does it too sometimes. I don't like that, you know, when they just go into overkill.
About their ethnicity.
Exactly, about their heritage and, you know.
Yeah, we do it all the time. You know how when we go to the 40-ounce store and we buy 40s
and
drink
it?
It
drives me
funny.
Insane. I'm like,
yeah, but
really?
It's a fine line. I mean, some people might think what we do, it might be a little too much. We go, this racism is killing me, and some of the drops we do, they might think that that's a little,
but a lot of us.
Like a lot of people, there's a lot of people with sticks up the butt that do not like the Boondocks. that do not like. There's a lot of black people who will tell you the Boondocks is low level knuckle comedy.
But see, they're closed minded because they don't want to see the mirror that is facing at them.
No, yeah,
that's the only way you can't like that
that's
show.
True. Or you like it because you like Riley and Thugnificent.
Those
are the people you look at and like, yo, Thug, keep it real.
Yeah, there's got to be a good portion of people who like the Boondocks who don't like it because it's Afrocentric and intelligent. They like it for it's the Riley show.
You know the one
Riley
thing I can't stand.
Riley and them.
Yeah.
Going back to comedians, you know what I can't stand? The one thing I cannot stand that comedians do when they say, yeah, y'all white people or us black people, we do this, and y'all white people be all in, and y'all white folks be saying, oh, that just irritates the shit out of me.
That'll let y'all know, B. Cole is coming back.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
B. Cole will be back in the studio with us
in a few
weeks, so be looking for it.
We getting them.
I don't think you should have said that while I was making my
writing. No, because he don't like stuff like that, too. Remember, he was talking about he loves good writing. And he says most black comedians are lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is an art to it. And he's actually, you know, he's been learning me up right.
Anyway. Yeah, speaking of raising the bar,
Trying to get learned up. But, no, he's been actually, you know, like, he's been helping me a lot, and he's like, it's an art to it. It's not easy.
No.
It's not easy at all. Like, anybody, like, you can be really funny, but to get up there and structure what you do to an it's really an art. And I applaud anybody, one, who has the guts to go up there and do it, and two, who can actually do it and make something out of it.
And do it well.
It's hard. It's not easy at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go. But did we raise the bar?
We're working on it. We're getting there. 818-514-1202. Anybody out there got their examples of raising the bar or what we can do better to raise the bar, feel free to call in and give it to us.
I think we need to be more open-minded. That's what they say.
Damn.
Yeah. After last week. Yeah, we got some comments, lad boy. A lot of people didn't like what we said last week.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take off for a while.
A lot of people did not like us going in, but I mean, I find there's comedy there. It is what you know. What I watched the Ten Commandments Saturday, my God, that was the funniest movie I ever seen in my life. That was the best comedy I ever seen.
I watched the Bible, the whole 5-part series
with Devil Obama.
Oh man, did you see him?
Yes,
he came out there looking
Devil Bama.
Like Yoda.
Devil Bama.
But
kept going, I'm got a deal for you. Eat this apple.
It was just, he looked like the witch from Snow White. But
right.
The thing about it is, man, I watched that whole thing this weekend and
No, I don't mean to cut you off. Yeah, the dude who created the show for the History Channel was on there, and he was answering the critics who said that the devil was supposed to be Obama, and how dare he? And he said that had nothing to do with being Obama, and that's the devil out there putting vicious lies and rumors out there.
Like Obama.
So he blamed it on the devil.
Of course, which is Obama.
Which is Obama.
Of course. Out there saying that it ain't him, though it is. But I'm telling you it's not.
Though it is. Now, who you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm in the chat room. Dre said she's never seen Chappelle's show.
I find that hard to believe, Dre, because that show is right up your alley.
You know what's crazy, though? You know what else? Before we get out of here and mentioning all this.
So I watched Terrence and Dre must be close.
Buddies, dude.
Okay, because Terrence just said something that I have seen Drea tear people apart for. See that?
Yeah. But here's the thing about that, right? I'm watching, you know what I watched over the weekend? Again, I watched For Colored Girls one more time, right? One more go round for Colored Girls, right? And ooh-wee, if I didn't just feel like that, because it took me to raising the bar. Like, for real? We all, this is all we do is second date and...
Second date rape.
Like,
date rape. Oh, God.
And your boy, and it's like right up Rick Ross alley, you tell him there, nah, if she don't do it to you, you take it. And that and between the gay dude...
When? Oh, God. You know what? When is the epilepsy, when is the seizure fairy going to kick in and do
both
do its job?
Both of them need to do
I'm
that.
I'm just asking for the seizure fairy to do its job.
Go ahead and take them out, man.
Take them out. Would
they
y'all please lose their tongue swallowing spoons and let nature take its course, please?
Back swallow. Both
Ew.
Of them. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I'm watching the Full Color Girls one more time, man, and that's just a piece of horrible love for you. Like everybody in that movie just hates the dogs, and not just regular dogs.
Yep,
dog male. But your boy,
yep.
What's his name, Mr. Hill?
Hill Harper.
Yeah. The king. Everybody loves Hill Harper on that joint though.
Hey, he was the one who said, you know, I'm not going to play these other roles. I'll take this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take this. You want me? I'll take this one.
Yeah,
got a good agent. I mean, if you're gonna be in that movie and they give you a choice of roles, which one you taking?
I take Hill's
role. All right, then I'm not going to be mad at him for raising the bar for himself and say, oh, no, I'll take this one.
So what I'm saying is,
you can be this one or the one who threw his babies out the window. Which one you choose? I'll take that one.
Yes. I don't
want old Juice. My man Juice. My man Second Date Rape Billy. God.
Baby Dropping John.
I wanted to throw something at my TV.
Dude,
was like, wow.
You got Baby Dropping.
Have you seen that movie yet?
No.
You have not seen
you got to, oh.
No, you don't. No, she don't.
I don't want to.
You really don't
oh
need
my God.
To. It's going
to
make your eyes
gonna
bleed.
Piss me off. Yeah.
It's going to really make your eyes bleed, and it's not a good look. It's really not a good look. It hurts you on the inside.
Yes, I can totally believe that from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, brothers take a beating.
So.
That's what it should be called. Brother takes a beating.
For colored girls, because they leaving us with black eyes. That's what it should have been called.
it's in the year 2000, but the Vietnam veteran. The Vietnam veteran who throws his babies out the window.
And can't watch them, so I leave them with the neighbor. Who, you know, Mrs. Cosby.
Oh, my God.
Mrs. Huxtable
oh
watches
God.
My babies while I'm not home.
Damn.
There was, oh, my God, every brother.
Everyone.
I'm giving you your plant back. Because this plant represents the pussy you took. Take it back. Just beating on the dough. Yeah. The star mama saw Jesus in the toaster. Went to the door and knocked on the door. No one answered. She started cussing the dough out. I know you in there because you don't have a job. Here's your plant back. Because this is the only thing you ever gave me. And I've given you every fold of my lips. That's out there. You know, she starts going into poetry. And I just can't take it no more. And I'm tired of being the bouncing flower and you taking my nectar. I swear someone almost got away with all of my stuff. Yes.
And the award goes to?
Yes. And then she leave, but the dude was at work.
You're lying. You can't be at work.
Oh, my God.
You're too dog for a good job.
Damn.
You are too dark for
and
a good job.
Here's a dude. Chases this. Hey, I want to date you. Oh, you are so nice. And charms her to death. Takes her on the first date and was the perfect gentleman.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
I got the. No. I got the tip as well. Yes. Give me your best Chardonnay.
Come on,
yes,
baby.
Yes. I'm working on my screenplay as well. Yes. Cheers. Second day, she said, I'm going to make dinner for you. She cooking steaks. She cooking the steaks.
Okay.
And she got her back turned. Said, I could not wait for you to get here. You were such a perfect gentleman on that first date, and I wanted to make you dinner to show you how much I appreciate it. She turns around with perfectly cooked steaks. This Negro is butt naked with a rock hard rod talking about, I got my rape shoes. And proceeds to rape her on the dinner table while eating the steak.
As the time ticks by.
Are you serious?
This is called black men. This is why we don't need them.
Yep.
Raising the bar, people.
Oh, wow.
Feels good to have your skin with so much melanin, don't
it?
It
would.
Wow.
No, brother. There's a brother, Vietnam vet, with with PTSD, all he hears bombs and flashbacks.
Sounds like Daffy Duck having a Vietnam vet with
yes.
a relapse when he
yes.
wakes up.
Damn.
Yes.
A war dream. He's having war dreams.
The woman is working for Janet Jackson and can't never get to work on time because he won't get a job.
And he decides to drop his babies out the window.
Because the gooks are coming. That's what he said. That's what he said.
The gooks.
Yikes.
Tuck and roll, baby.
They had to let him go. It was me and El. I dropped him out the jungle.
I hate
that's a mess.
I hate Tyler Ann over
for color girls because black men is just too lazy to get a job.
Alas, I guess it's time for us to wrap it up, fellas.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go.
Okay.
We was on the
roll, right? Because the whites are better.
Oh, you want to keep showing?
No, I guess everybody can't take no more of us. We're going to go ahead and shuffle on off. But I want to thank Drea Terrence. Welcome to the show, man. We hope you stay around.
No doubt.
My brother from Mississippi who called. Thank
Great.
You very much. Yes, thank you very much, man. Keep tuning in. And everybody else who's in the queue and in the chat room, Justice, again, you know you great.
Ultimate success.
That's right.
Definitely Nisha, appreciate you coming
and
through.
Of course, Drea.
No doubt.
And we thank everybody for tuning in. Tune in next week when we will have Rhonda A. Lee give her story. We call it Cloudy with a Chance of Hate. Y'all definitely got to tune in and check that out.
No doubt.
And again, we're going to let you know, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Drop your babies.
Peace.
Two fingers.
What?